Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lithium, white gold, the headlines. Mexico seeks lithium association with Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile. Reuters. Mexico is working with governments of Argentina, Bolivia, and Chile to create a lithium association so the countries can share their expertise to exploit the battery mineral, said the president of Mexico. I welcome my expert in lithium, the man who's going to guide us through this transition from fossil fuel-based vehicles in the United States and North America to electric vehicles. I welcome Steve Hansen. He is the president, founder, and CEO of Acme Lithium Incorporated. We're looking at the lithium deposits in North America, the United territorial United States, and Canada, but also what needs to be done, which is to invest in the lithium prospects of the immediate future. Steve, a very good evening to you. You trade in the U.S. as ACLHF. You trade in Canada as ACME, hence Acme Lithium. You bring to my attention, not only are you developing, along with all the rest of the lithium industry in developing, but the investor class recognizes what needs to be done in the immediate future. What is the scale that you believe at this point the lithium industry needs and will find in the markets for development for the EV? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. A pleasure to be with you tonight. And as always, this is a very hot topic across the global community here. We are absolutely in a crisis when it comes to battery metals. And we all think about our phone, our tablets, our laptops, our power tools, and now our electric vehicles. And we kind of take for granted that we're going to have supplies that can make those core items that are used every day by millions of people. And we are now facing a huge crisis in the United States and in Canada for a lack of this core white lightweight metal that's called lithium. And you know, lithium is produced in only a handful of countries in the world and is dominated by China. And as you mentioned earlier, as you opened your show tonight, there is production in Latin America, in places like Argentina and Chile. But it's only produced in a couple places in North America in small quantities. And so there is a huge movement that is going on with the automakers, the technology companies, the commodity companies, and now the U.S. and Canadian government, who have raised the alarm of where are we going to get this lithium and how is it going to be produced? And ultimately, can we deliver on these targets so that we ultimately are all driving hybrid or EV vehicles to reduce our carbon footprint?
What we have then is something not dissimilar to a gold strike in Alaska or a gold strike in California. We know where it is. We've got to develop it, and that requires investment capital. I'm looking at a number that is daunting, but given the scale of the market, Steve, this is small, $42 billion by 2030. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but we're talking about transportation of the planet Earth, correct? That's where we're headed.
Absolutely. And Benchmark Mineral Intelligence has come out with this number of we need $42 billion of lithium over the next number of years. By the end of the decade, that's $7 billion a year. The good news is there are deposits. There are places where lithium is found in Canada and the United States. And we are one of the companies that obviously is working diligently to secure that supply. So we're advancing our projects. We've got two in Nevada. Nevada, in southwestern Nevada, and we have two in central Canada in Manitoba. And we're aggressively advancing these projects so that we can ultimately meet this required demand over time. The auto manufacturers are pushing dramatically. They're making huge investments in this area. Elon Musk has recently made a public appeal for more investment in lithium mining and said even the car giant Tesla might consider investing in mining or in refining. That's the nature of the crisis that we're facing here. So we're fortunate now that we are seeing government start to move. The current administration has now said they're going to invest up to $4 billion in investment for critical minerals such as lithium. Prime Minister Trudeau in Canada has mentioned that they're going to be investing over $3 billion in investment in critical minerals. So we're seeing finally a push coming from government to say, hey, we need to get behind this and make sure that at a municipal, at a state, and at a federal level, we are backing companies that are advancing new technologies and that are ultimately securing supply of lithium domestically in the United States and in Canada.
You know, I speak with the Europeans about the war in Ukraine, but I also speak with the Europeans about the price of petrol at the pump, which is part of their cost of living crisis, because those prices go into the food that they eat. They go into everything that's delivered. Russia right now has made the case for lithium, Steve. It wasn't true when we last talked, because, of course, who could believe the scale of deprivation that we're seeing in across Europe now? There are people who are facing, well, the word is apocalyptic, because of famine, because of shortages, all that because we're dependent upon the fossil fuel coming out of Russia. If we had the lithium that we need now and the electric vehicles that we need now, this war would turn in a different direction. So how fast can we get it out? Is there any estimate, Steve, for how fast this mining can produce? We're talking about the money needed to invest in it. But if the money's there, and I believe it will be there, what is the timeline that makes sense to you?
Well, as you say, we're even seeing it here in Canada and the United States, where we're seeing at the pump people paying record prices for gasoline. That trickles down to obviously trucking and overall costs for consumer goods. At Acme Lithium, we are about to drill at our core project in Clayton Valley, Nevada, and really is the epicenter of development for lithium in the United States. Albemarle, New York Stock Exchange listed company, has been producing lithium at this site since 1966. It's the only place where lithium has been produced in the United States continuously. And we are their neighbor next door. And we're going to be drilling on our project here in about 3 weeks' time. So very excited about that. So our key steps here are obviously to test whether we have economic grade lithium. That's the first real milestone that we have to achieve. And do we have enough of it that is worthwhile for us to economically produce? The good news is lithium prices are up over 400% alone last year as a commodity. So it's becoming much more economical for us to produce lithium at lower grade qualities or at smaller quantities. So we're very excited about reaching these milestones over the next few weeks, ultimately making a discovery. We'll do some analysis at site for a period of time, hopefully reaching a preliminary economic assessment, and then we go through a feasibility process and ultimately permitting. So it does take time. I mean, these projects take a number of years to develop, and a lot of the auto manufacturers are already looking out to 2025, 2028, 2032. They're looking years ahead as to where they're going to get their lithium supply. So even though it may take us a few years to get there, we're aggressively pursuing our projects so that we can meet domestic supply in the United States and in Canada. So we've got a very exciting year ahead. And, we think certainly our shareholders and institutional investors that have provided us capital will hopefully be pleased with the results that will come out over the course of the year.
Let me go over those numbers one more time. Year over year, lithium index is up 442%. Year to date, 129%. It's looking for investment. It's taking off while it's looking for investment. Steve Hansen is the president and founder and CEO of Acme Lithium. AcmeLithium.com is the website to learn about the lithium industry. Aborning, as we speak, traded in New York as ACLHF, in Canada as ACME. I'm John Patchett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.